Okay. Hi, I'm here to tell you about the Unhosted Project. The Unhosted Project is a hobby project that I started to fight the monopolies, the bad big companies that ruin our web and try to make it proprietary. It's about freedom from the web's monopolies. I got a lot of slides, so I'll go fast. Tonight we go drinking, but before that and after these lightning talks, there's a session here, the last session of the day, about the unhosted architecture and how we use it in the Netherlands and how you can use it in your country. So that's here after the lightning talks, but before the drinks. So this project is about loving the web. We all love the internet. And that's maybe how software evolution came about, where software has slowly moved from desktop software, where you have applications and data like documents and photos on your hard disks and different applications on your computer, to a web architecture where you go to websites to do these things. So obviously the bad thing about how software on the web works now is that when you go to Flickr, then your photos are inside there. And maybe there's an export button, but you cannot use your files in one place and then use different applications with your own files. The data is inside the applications, and obviously no software engineer would have designed it that way, just evolved that way, because the people who pushed software on the web were people who have an interest in having your data and spying on it and having you sign agreements so that they can sell it forward to other bad people. So this is the way you use the internet. You use different devices, but your data is all in these applications. But we propose per-user remote storage. It's actually very simple. It's the way the web should have worked all the time. So how that works is, instead of having the data in the applications, it's in one place where you control. So when you visit a website, the web is loaded into your browser, and the data comes from your own storage, also into the browser. We can now do that with cross-origin headers. The web technology, we'll talk more about this in the session, the web technology can now afford us to get the application from one place and the data from another place with cross-origin AJAX calls. So that's how it should work. Applications should be made in JavaScript so that they can run in the browser. The HTML5 stack is getting very powerful. JavaScript is getting a lot faster, basically through a lot of the V8 engine has helped a lot. And we can now, JavaScript is now the Java that never was. It's the cross-platform platform that a lot of programmers speak and a lot of devices have it installed. Then with remote storage, which is a very simple specification that just, we'll go into that in the next session as well. But it's basically based on, I'll just mention it shortly, Webfinger, OAuth, cross-origin AJAX calls, and a very simple HTTP REST storage where you can just store something and get it back. Very simple thing, but it helps to keep your data in one place where you control it. So the way this works, on the application you have a login box where you just put in your user address, which is helped to discover where your storage is. So you visit a website and you type in your username, and then normally what they would create an account for you, they'd register you on that website, and they make you check a box for the SLA, which you don't read, or the terms of service, and they start collecting your data and selling it to their advertisers. But here, you put in your user address and connect to your storage, which is at the domain which has your user address. So if your university supports this, then as a student or as a researcher, then your data will be stored at a server that your university has control over. To show this again, with the browser, you open up one of the apps. You see the login box at the top, so you put in your user address. That way, the JavaScript in the browser discovers where it should connect to with AJAX to get the data from. It gets it into the browser, and then that's where your data stays when it's at rest. When you're logged out, so the application comes from one place, the data comes from another place, they play together in the browser, but when you're logged out, it's gone. The data doesn't go into the application servers. So we're a team of just hackers who just play on this as for fun. But the Dutch government has now SurfNet specifically is putting their weight behind this to make this a reality. So you, all this you'll see later in the birds of a feather session. Thank you.